Hello, this is Pastor Dave Young.
And Brian Jaster.
With the Bethel Lutheran Church Deeper Faith, Wider Love podcast, and it's great to be with you. This week is kind of a tribute, if you will, but also just a reminder to us as we head towards Mother's Day.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, Mom. Yes. And hey to our other moms in our life, our wives, Heidi and
Amy.
And we are excited to be able to share just some stories about how they shape our faith and have shaped our faith in our life. So that's the tribute piece. But it's also an opportunity for us to remember that God is a God beyond gender and a God who interacts with us. As Genesis reminds us, we are created in the image of God, male and female. We are created, and so the wonderful gifts of both male and female come to us. And on this Sunday, as we celebrate Mother's Day, we are reminded and thankful for the way in which God serves in that mothering role in our lives. And we listen to the words of Christ, who in the midst of struggle and pain says to Jerusalem, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often have I desired to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her brood under her wings." And this image of Jesus using a mother hen as the image for God who desires to call us amidst our sin and brokenness is one that we lift up now. We do so by sharing, first let's start with some stories this week, and then we'll close at the end with just some things that are going on. I'll just start with my mom, Barbara Young, down in Rockwell, North Carolina. It has been a real gift to me and an image of God for me in the sense that she always has been someone whose absolute commitment and love to me and sacrifice in the way she loved her family, her husband, her children, putting our needs first always impressed me to say, well, that is who Christ is. And so when I think of the image of Christ and the sacrificial love that he gives and the calling he gives to us to love each other, I think of my mom. I think of the way she does that. And I know you have a cool story about your mom.
Yeah, well, you know, when I hear this this story and these words of Jesus, I think about how my mom often wanted to, you know, gather me under her wings, and I was often unwilling by attitudes and behaviors and things, especially when it comes to asthma. I mean, I've had asthma since I was 5, and I've always been told by her and my doctors, hey, take this medicine, avoid these things, you know, don't get around cigarette smoke or hay or cats, and take your medicine. Well, all the time I was unwilling to follow those things through. I mean, you know, I was always stumbling into this and that and not taking my meds and getting sick, and she always, always, always was the one who wanted to protect and gather me under her wings as a mother hen does and help me to thrive and have life, and I was always pushing back against that, and she was persistent and still is persistent in just wonderfully great, phenomenal ways as only a mom can, and so I'm deeply blessed by that, even as I continue to push against it.
Yeah, that's a great image of how we relate to God, isn't it, Brian?
Yeah.
I mean, really. I mean, we all push against that, and God continues to come at us and gather us and seek to gather us in the midst of our unwillingness, in the midst of our brokenness. And I'm thankful that my wife is very similar in the way she comes towards us. Heidi's been a real gift, as I shared with you earlier. The whole image of the male as the religious head of the household has always been a bit weird to me from the perspective of Heidi having such a wonderful leadership role in our family. And we really serve together in helping to shape the life of faith in our family, in our community, and with our children. And so many times Heidi is the one who is helping us center our lives in Scripture around prayer. She taught Micah and Noah both to do centering prayer when they were little. Leah, we're still working on that one. That one will be a little tricky. But Heidi's just has remained a constant leader and source for life. And so I'm thankful for her gift in the way that she lives out her faith for our children, because it really shapes their lives.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, my wife, Amy, who's phenomenal, too, she always knows things that are going on with our kids that I just don't get. Like, I don't know are happening. You know, by body language or by something that's happened in the day that we need to ask about or by something we need to celebrate. Like, she just knows. And she'll say, "Well, Brian, don't forget to ask about this." I'm like, "Oh, I never really thought about that." So her role as mother is to just, I don't know, just to be aware of those things and quickly. Like, it may take me weeks and months to figure it out, but she, like, in, within 5 minutes,
been there,
she knows.
Been there,
so
done that. Got
that's,
it.
That's, you know, that's her part in this work of kind of, you know, her part in God's work of gathering and noticing things quickly. So she's just amazing in that.
No doubt. Well, we are blessed. We both married up, as they say.
Yep.
And we're thankful. So we love you, Heidi. Mm-hmm.
And Amy.
And
too.
Amy. Yeah. And we just love you guys. And we're thankful for your partnership in ministry. And So what we want to do now as we head towards Mother's Day is give thanks for the mothering attributes of God who knows us deeply. Who knows us even before we know what's going on, who meets us, who shapes us, who is absolutely, utterly committed to us, and the God who, in the mothering way, gathers us even amidst our unwillingness and brokenness. So what a gift that God is. We've got some exciting things happening at Bethel coming up. End of the programmatic year, for this part of it at least, will be ending May 18th. Sunday school will be ending. We'll start our summer schedule, 8:30 worship and 10:30, which is a new time. We've moved it back 30 minutes just because we're so crowded that we need that time. We need that time for people to be able to park in between services. So that's a good thing. It's pretty exciting things going on this summer. Several things going on. We're having a outdoor worship on July 7th. So we'll tell you more about that as we get closer. But exciting times. And Brian, I know, has got several things hopping with the youth. We'll share that now too.
Yeah. So on Saturday, this Saturday, we're going to Camp Caroline Furnace with 20 youth and adults to do some ropes course, hikes, community building, worship, and stretching ourselves up together and growing. Very excited about that thing. Starting a young adult happening this summer with some college youth and young adults, and figuring out just what we want to become and how we help our graduates have a sticky faith that lasts for life. And Hope Church, we're doing a mission experience in Brick, New Jersey, helping them rebuild after Hurricane Sandy. So a chance for everyone to invest in the lives of our youth and our experience there. So that's all coming up this weekend.
Busy weekend, and we're thankful for the wonderful ways God encounters us and meets us. So we pray blessings upon you in your life. May the mothering God gather you and gather you close as you seek to live deeper faith and wider love.
Amen.
Amen.